Czech Republic is a predominantly Catholic country. Compared to the people of neighboring Poland or Slovakia, Czechs are generally religiously rather lukewarm, but this does not mean that they welcome Christmas less enthusiastically than other nations. Vít Bohunka takes us to one region where this holiday is based largely on pre-Christian rituals.
I meet Ilona Bojancová on a greyish December day. We are walking among some fine, well-preserved wooden cottages in what is a part of the National Open Air Museum called Vysočina, the Highlands. Ms. Bojancová is an ethnologist, and she explains that this part of rural Czechia has always been economically weaker than the rest of the country.
We find ourselves in the Bohemian Moravian Highlands in the eastern part of the Czech Republic. It is a region that was traditionally poorer than the rest of the country because of the colder climate. The land is stony and not very fertile. People who settled here had to work harder than in the lowlands to make their living. Even though many of them farmed, it was not enough to provide for their families. So they had to supplement their income with whatever skill they had. Often they would have small workshops where they produced wooden instruments used in households or for farming. Another very common activity was weaving, as the colder climate was suitable for growing flax.
Closeness to nature and hard living conditions made people superstitious and rather suspicious of the official religious authority, which in this part of Europe was represented mainly by the Catholic Church.
Víra bývala vlažná. Křesťanství a katolická církev.
People were lukewarm in their faith. Christianity and Catholicism did find a positive response in some villages. There were quite a lot of Protestants and also some marginal religious groups. For example, Spiritism was quite widespread. In the folk customs, we find many traditions that are based on pre-Christian rituals. There were so-called Slavic carnivals, where the locals would march and dance through the villages wearing various masks, some of them animal masks. Those processions around Hlinsko are really unique, and they were even inscribed on the UNESCO World Intangible Cultural Heritage List in 2010. These carnival processions that survive to this day are full of pre-Christian ideas of influencing nature and the fertility of both the land and the people. They show how strongly rooted these pre-Christian traditions and ideas were and how long the local population kept them alive.
These traditions were in a way incorporated into how people in this part of Czechia understood customs and ceremonies that the official Catholic Church approved.
My jsme prováděli výzkumy a provádíme i nadále a zajímá nás.
We have been conducting continuing research into the folk customs during the time of Advent and Christmas. We found out that, especially in the past, people in this region kept alive many traditions that were not very compatible with the official Christian church line, that Advent should be a time of quiet contemplation, spiritual preparation for the celebration of the birth of Christ. For example, there were St. Nicholas processions that again included masks of animals or some human caricatures. These characters enacted short humorous scenes, so it was not just about the St. Nicholas tradition of giving gifts to well-behaved children. There were masks and activities that had little to do with Christianity and were connected to the old Slavic carnivals.
Yeah. Ilona Vojancová points out that this element of pagan origins is present in nearly all Christian holidays, but here in the Bohemian Moravian Highlands, its presence was more visible and permanent.
Vánoce jako takové mají také předkřesťanské kořeny.
Christmas itself has roots in the pre-Christian celebration of the return of the light. That was always a turning point in the dark winter season. So our ancestors eagerly anticipated the Christmas Eve dinner long before they accepted Christianity as their faith. The Catholic Church just added the celebration of the birth of our Savior, reformulated the original celebration of the return of the light into the symbolic birth of new hope for humankind. But what remained the same was the strong belief of ordinary people that what happened, especially on Christmas Eve, could potentially positively influence their lives in the coming year.
The seasonal customs were more or less similar in all the regions that form today's Czech Republic. In the Bohemian Moravian Highlands, however, they were always a bit peculiar.
Samozřejmě, že se v rodinách nebo ve vesnicích objevovaly nějaké specifické formy, ale...
There were some specific variations in how Christmas was celebrated by individual families or sometimes in different villages. Nevertheless, there were some general features common to the festivities in the Highlands. Firstly, it was a significant holiday, starting on Christmas Eve. On that day, people fasted, and they took it very seriously. Men would even stop smoking for the day in order to deny themselves this pleasure. Children were told they would see a golden piglet in the evening if they fasted. A piglet was a symbol of happiness and well-being. To put it simply, the 24th of December was a ceremonial day with all the customs culminating in the traditional Christmas Eve dinner.
Kdy zejména v 19. století a ještě na počátku 20. století.
In the 19th and the beginning of the 20th century, the Christmas Eve dinner was a religiously observed ceremony. The housewife was expected to get all the courses of the dinner on the festive table so that she did not need to get up during the meal. Here, around the towns of Hlinsko, Nové Město na Moravě and Žďár nad Sázavou, the signal for the family to sit down to dinner was the first star that appeared in the sky. There was another custom specific for the Highlands right up until the 1960s. Many families watched their neighbors and waited to see that they would not be the first to switch on the light, sit down and eat. There was a widespread superstition that in a family that was the first to sit down and eat, someone would die in the coming year. It shows how deeply rooted was the belief that the evening on Christmas Eve had a special significance, when one could peek into the future and perhaps do something to tilt it in their favor.
Kdy se dalo nahlížet do budoucnosti a budoucnost také třeba příznivě ovlivnit.
The habit of Christmas gift-giving appeared in the first half of the 19th century in more wealthy parts of Western Europe, but it took decades before it came to the highlands of Czechia.
Na základě našich výzkumů můžeme konstatovat, že pro naše předky...
Based on our research, we can say with certainty that the Christmas dinner was the main gift for our ancestors in the 19th century and even the beginning of the 20th century. It was a common habit to invite a traveller to the dinner table if he happened to pass through the village. There were special gifts, not just for the domestic animals, but also for trees in people's orchards, streams or springs. Leftovers from the dinner table were left near them. All this was a part of a broader ritual of giving presents, being generous.
To, že se začaly dávat drobné dárky především dětem, tak to se začalo...
It was only at the end of the 19th century that small gifts started appearing in households on Christmas Eve. But at first they were for children only, and the tradition of gift-giving spread only very slowly before World War I. Children were at first given just sweets or delicacies, and gradually they started getting practical gifts such as gloves, writing tablets for school, and so on. And only during the first decades of the 20th century, gifts for adults appeared as well.
And there was a similar delay before decorated Christmas trees came to the villages of the Bohemian Moravian Highlands.
I v naší oblasti se vánoční stromeček a zvyk strojení vánočního stromečku objevoval.
The custom of decorating a Christmas tree came to this region gradually, and it took longer. In the village cottages in the highlands, Christmas trees started appearing rather randomly at the end of the 19th century, and the tradition only took hold in the first part of the 20th century. It was first embraced by aristocratic and wealthy urban families, and only later did it spread among the common folk. However, bringing green plants and even small trees inside homes was not new to the local people. They had been doing so in celebration of new life. The most common Christmas tree was a spruce, usually just a small tree that would not be missed in the forest.
Můžeme bavit o ozdobách, tak tam v té první fázi to byly ozdoby většinou zhotovené.
The decorations were at first very simple and natural. Nuts, cones, ears of grain, and sometimes people would even tie colourful scarves on branches as decorations. Gradually, various decorations made of straw or paper started appearing. Here in the highlands, however, there was one specific decoration too. Because there were glassworks in the region, quite soon decorations made of glass started to appear.
Some of the peculiar Christmas customs were deeply rooted. They survived well into the 20th century and perhaps are still observed by some of the local families.
Hospodář před začátkem večeře rozkrojil jablíčka na tolik dílů, kolik bylo.
The head of the family would cut an apple into as many pieces as there were people around the table and handed them out to each and every one of them. They would then eat their part of the apple. They believed that if they lost their way somewhere away from home in the coming year, all they needed to do was to remember all the other people who shared the Christmas Eve dinner with them, and they would find their way home. It was also believed that this ceremony would help the family to stay together.
Ilona Vojancová, ethnologist of the Czech National Open Air Museum at Vysočina in Hlinsko. And no matter whether you cut and eat an apple over Christmas dinner table with your loved ones or not, I wish you Merry Christmas and many happy returns in 2021. Vít Pohanka, Radio Prague International.